Well, in this video, we're going to go through the basic exercises for advanced players on the barrel shape and goblet shape drums. These are your kungas, your djembes. It can be, if you're playing lap style, it can be your dumbeks, things like that. Something that has a head that you're going to be playing between your legs, basically. I'm playing a gunga, which is this drum here. This is a larger version of it, but it's a chopped off kunga drum. I've talked about this a lot. It's my favorite set of drums. So basically, you're not going to get quite the same tone using a kunga or a djembe that I'm going to get here. Your djembe is going to have a much sharper and more heavily overtoned slap and open tone. It's going to have a beautiful bass tone. Your kungas are going to have a beautiful kind of controlled slap tone and open tone, but a very subdued bass tone. Getting the combination of these two is really not possible. I haven't found a drum yet that comes close. Although I have to admit that the Remo Tubanos, the original Tubanos, sound pretty darn good in this context. It has a similar bass tone, a fairly similar open and slap tone, although it doesn't have the richness because it's a fiber drum as opposed to mahogany. So regardless, this is to get you the technique for your basic goblet and barrel shapes, your open tones, your bass tones, your slap tones, and your muted ghost notes. So some of these rhythms are going to be essentially unplayable, which is the idea here. What I want to do is I'm trying to make something that forces your technique. So you're going to be doing some things that you wouldn't otherwise do. And that's the idea here with the kind of the more advanced techniques. Even if you're a beginner, you can do this. Just go really slow, break it down, play with me, and then play by yourself going really, really slow. I'm going to go at a fairly slow tempo, but you could even go slower on your own. Set a metronome. If you're just really working the technique and having a hard time, don't use a metronome. Don't worry about getting the rhythm even. Just worry about trying to get that stroke where you want it. So, and again, if these are too difficult, come back to them later. Just play. I want you to have fun during this whole course. I don't want you to feel like you have to master everything. Pick and choose. Grab those things that appeal to you. Just have fun with it. Your technique will grow over time. You'll be playing, and as you just play more and more hours, you'll find yourself doing more and more interesting things. This will just help you to kind of develop some real discipline around being able to kind of work the technique. So, first one, basic four strokes on each technique. So I'll count it in very slowly. We're starting with the bass, going to the open, going to the slap, going to the ghost notes. So here we go. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and now you'll notice I'm playing very quietly. I'm doing that so that I can count at the same time and not overwhelm the mic, that the lavalier mic that I have here. The tone's going to sound a little different if you're playing at a decent volume. The slap tones will be much more pronounced, sharper, cleaner. Playing it really quiet is hard to get it really sharp. So definitely recognize that a healthy stroke is going to give you the better sound than trying to play super quiet. If you're in a place that have to play super quiet, I recommend checking out the Udu drums. These are clay pots, they're very quiet. Or grabbing any number of these frame drums that I use and learning the frame drum technique. And if you can't even do that, then this is the way to go. Hardcover book, frame drum technique, super quiet. Okay. That set. Second one, we're playing bass, open, bass, slap on the downbeats with the right hand. The rest of it's muted tones. So I'll count it in. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1, 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E, 3E and 4E and 1. Third one, it's a samba. with kind of an unusual orchestration here. So I'll count it in. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E, 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 3E and 4E and 1. Number 4 is a mambo, 2-2-3 or 3-3-2 rhythm, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1. Count it in very slowly. There's no bass tones here. It's between open tones and slaps. So 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1-E and 2-E. 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1. You can do a variation on that where you're playing the two, and of 2 and the and of 4 on the bass, and that would sound like this. I'll count it in. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E. 3E and 4E, 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1. That's a really common rhythm. This pattern, the 3-3-2, is actually the most common rhythm used in therapeutic rhythm making around the world. Pretty much every culture that plays drums that do more than just a basic shamanic beat will have this rhythm. It'll be orchestrated in many different ways, but the 3-3-2, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-1 is really common. So the next one here is called an afouché. It's an African rhythm. 1-E and a 2 and 3-E and a 4 and. The only difference between this and the one before it is we've got a slap tone in the 2 and the 4. So it's going to create kind of a pickup. So I'll count it in very slowly. 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1. And the weird orchestration on that one is just that we're doing slaps on the downbeats. I've never heard that done before. It's a challenge for many of us because you're basically playing a lot of slaps with the right hand, and then you're going between the slap and the bass, which can be kind of a challenge. So number 6 is called a Bo Diddley beat. This is an old rock and roll standard. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-1-2-1. One. See, bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, 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 ba-dum, bum. Very cool rhythm. We're going to do it all in bass tones, get you used to going back and forth with the bass. So I'll count it in. 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 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 1. It's a very cool rhythm. Playing it in the bass tones kind of forces you to have to go back and forth a lot. I think it's a great exercise. These next two are, instead of like the first one doing four beats on each stroke, we're doing two. Number 7, we're starting with the bass, and then number 8, we're going backwards basically. So I'll count this in. 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1. It's orchestrated with one slap tone on the 2 and the 4. You can add a second one and have a slap with the left hand on the E of 2 and the E of 4, and that'll go like this. I'll count it in. 1-E and 2-E and 3-E and 4-E and 1-E and 2-E, 3-E and 4-E and 1-E and 2-E, 3-E and 4-E, 1-E and 2-E, 3-E and 4-E, 1-E. that just gives you the two all the way through. The next one starts with the bass tone and then moves through the slap, the open, and back to the bass. So I'll count this in. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and 3E. And 2E and 3E and 4E, 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1. So that's all the 16th notes for these exercises. Play with them, mix them around, get really solid with them going slow, speed them up, play them from one to the next. The middle five, number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 of these rhythms are playable in a drum circle. Number 1, 7, and 8 are kind of just exercises. You can't really, they're not terribly musical, but they're great for developing technique. So it could be used as fills though if you want it. So 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 are all triplets. So the difference here is we're going to be playing alternating strokes. So 1 starts with the right hand, 2 starts with the left, 3 starts with the right hand, and 4 starts with the left. So like this first exercise, you're getting used to going back and forth again to the bass in a really even pattern. What you want to do here is you want to get those bass tones to sound exactly the same. That's the goal. So I'll count it in very slowly. 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, ta 4 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1. Second one, we're adding an open and a slap on the third beat of the triplet, kind of going back and forth. 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 1. It's a good rhythm to force you to get used to the slaps and the opens going into the bass. So I love that one. Number 11, kind of do a similar thing, but we're not playing the bass on the all four. We're going to just do 1 and 3. So I'll count it in. 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1. Number 12. Similar concept, just changing the accents a little bit. So here we go. 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4. So this next one is a little more difficult because what we're doing here is we're going on the right hand from a bass to a slap. And that's going to be a bit of a challenge. So be patient with this one. Even though it looks really simple, it's kind of difficult to do. So just take your time, work on it, keep working it until it feels comfortable. So I'll count it in. 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1. All right, next one. Tricky part here is you got 3 slaps in a row in the last half of this beat. And then you're switching it up, and the first and the third beats are kind of weird. So I'm going to play this. Just again, keep working it until it's comfortable for you. I'll count it in. 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1. And the last one, similar concept, just kind of changing the order, bass drum first. So I'll count it in. 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1. Ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta, 1. So those are the exercises for advanced players. Like I said, even if you're a beginner, you can learn these. Just take your time, go slow. The idea here is just to get comfortable with each of these different strokes, the open tone, the slap tone, the bass tone, the muted tone. And how you do it doesn't matter. The more rhythms you can learn and get fluid with, the larger your repertoire. It's like a vocabulary. Each rhythm that you learn that is, in a sense, playable is something that you can pull out when you improvise. So definitely work on these. The reason I've mentioned this before, I'm not doing 5 minutes of each of these rhythms for you to play along to me is because I don't want you playing along to me. I want you playing along to a metronome by yourself. Play with me to get to hear what it sounds like. But if you play with me the whole time, you're not going to be able to hear your drum and yourself playing. And it's going to handicap when you don't play with me. So learn the rhythm and then walk away from the play along. Sit down, set a metronome, and read it and play it. That's the best way to do this. And then just keep playing. Go slow, speed it up slowly. And I mentioned this before, I think in the frame drum video, if you could play 5 beats per second for any of these rhythms, you're fine. 5 beats per second, by the way, if you were to take it as like a musical metronome setting, it's 75 beats per minute if you're playing 16th notes and 1 beat equals 1/4 note. So it's not that fast. Maybe here. Not terribly fast, very comfortable rhythm, very musical rhythm, real rhythm that you can move to. If that's as fast as you can play after however long you want to practice, that's fine. That's totally musical. So don't feel like you have to play as fast as I do. You know, with BrainShift Radio, some of our stuff is 12 beats per second, which is insane. It's 880 beats per minute if the quarter note equals 1 beat and I'm playing 16th notes. That's fast. But not a lot of it does that. And it has to do that in order to get the brain into mid-alpha, so or upper alpha. So I'm going to play for you a little bit, just kind of release a little bit of the tension from being so stuck into core rhythms here. So I'll pull a bunch of these rhythms in. You can see what you can do with them. So I will see you in the next video.